Cool.
Alright, because it's supposed to do it from both ends.
How does it do that?
It's an interview mode. It's really, really cool.
Magic.
It lets you record it from both ends so that if you're holding up the phone and interviewing somebody, it gets your voice and theirs.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it doubles as a grenade. Yeah.
Not this one. Weapon. Not this one, though. Okay. So, does everybody have anything or knows what they want to say about the new transatlantic data transfer deal? Can I start this by saying that I really didn't have an idea of, like, just how intricate the technology economy really was until I realized that digital economy was a real thing and that data isn't just, like, you know, transfers ambiguously across borders without anybody knowing about it. It literally crosses borders. I think that's crazy. And also that Europe judges us a lot for the way that we have no privacy. And it's one of their, like, most important things. And our government's just like, eh, whatever. Like, we don't really care about that. But they do. So we had to come up with this privacy shield, which is pretty cool. Discuss. Let's go. Who's going? Who wants to talk?
Yeah, like, I like the U.S. aspect of it. Like, I know that kind of goes against... I know that goes against, like, the point of European horizons, but I like the American aspect of it in the sense that, like, the pact bolsters privacy for people in Europe, but not so much for Americans, which is, like, nice, thank you. and I also liked how the State Department, like, made, like, a new position to handle, like, European complaints about our lack of privacy.
Well, it's funny that we haven't gotten any backlash, like, from an American standpoint, why, like, us as individuals aren't like, hey, you know, Snowden was literally chased out of America. Shouldn't we readdress our privacies? And
we have,
you know,
very short attention spans.
Right? But that's just it. Like, the Europeans held on to that, and they were like, oh my gosh, they chased out a guy that actually proved to them that their data was being stolen.
Yeah.
Like, how could they let this happen?
Collected without permission.
Yeah, that's stealing.
It was collected without permission.
What if someone collected your money without permission?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Actually, a really interesting thing that I was thinking of when I was reading this is when people were saying anti-American, this and that, a lot of our large companies that deal with communication are actually headquartered in Ireland for very large tax reasons. So, for instance, Facebook, of course, has been a huge problem with, you know, people and the government using it to, like, research and stuff on people. They're actually not American, technically. They are now Irish. And I think that it made me realize that I have no clue what the laws are for them versus here as far as, because they're an American company, but they're not. So that was something that I definitely had questions about, and I did some Googling, and it was not helpful. It let me down. And then the second thing that I think is really timely and important in this whole thing is that Switzerland actually just did a completely groundbreaking move where it gave a huge new scope of powers to basically its version of the CIA to wiretap and search emails and hack, you know, things like this for just security reasons, because people are very worried about terrorism cells and things like that moving into Europe. And that's how the politicians, you know, labeled it. And the public, the Swiss citizens, had to vote on it. And the Swiss citizens marginally voted that it come into law, which I think is huge because, as everybody knows, Switzerland is supposed to be the most neutral country ever. And now they're like, yep, let's wiretap. Let's wiretap. And so I just thought it was really interesting that privacy is such a big deal to Europeans when America was supposedly founded on the premise of government back out. So I just think it's interesting how countries evolve and shift as the centuries go on and people still think they stand for one thing and they don't actually anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we are seeing huge evolution this year. It's actually kind of terrifying, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That, like, so many countries are, like, so terrified of what's out there, air quotes. I'm literally going to say that out loud so we get it on, on the voice clip. Because we really, I mean, people are just so scared of, like, oh, the terrorists. What, you know, really, like, broadly defined, or like, oh, the other countries are going to steal our data. They're going to steal this. They're going to take that. I mean, it's, we're trying to do all of these peace processes and advance, like, our huge international organizations. I mean, the European Union, as we know it, is changing now that Britain is leaving.
Yeah.
It's really, like, putting into question and into frame, like, what is our future going to look like? Are we even going to be able to do this as a group when everybody is so paranoid of each other to the point where we have to literally do this? We have to have this privacy shield for the European sake, not even for the United States so much. They're just like, yeah, whatever. Like, as long as we're making money off of it, we don't care. As long as, like, Americans aren't requesting the same thing from us, we'll do it for the Europeans. It doesn't matter. It's just a really interesting world we live in, and I didn't ever think I'd say it like that. You know?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Could the privacy shield be abused by, I guess, like, I don't know, like what you said, like how a lot of American businesses need to go overseas and conduct their business?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it have to do with that? I don't think it does.
The law applies to the country you're operating in.
Yeah, so, like, you know,
yeah, in Ireland and everything.
Information that Apple has would be able to protect it by the privacy shield.
Well,
you can let other companies like Google or something decide, oh, let's go to Finland.
It still would be, I think, because at least what I got from the article was that the privacy shield works going out of Europe. So it's like an iron curtain, but in the Atlantic and between Europe and America. And since, I mean, the companies might be based in European countries, but obviously they have other branches in America and everything. So that data that would then have to go to, like, say, their advertising branch, which is what Facebook is trying to do with this thing, is they're making, I don't know, personalized advertisements.
Yeah.
Anybody else have some fun stuff to say? I mean, I do think it's interesting, and I think it's something that we need to learn more about, because we use this technology, we use data literally.
Yeah, this is the first time that I've heard
every
of
single day.
This kind of agreement.
Isn't it?
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, it's not like they had the safe harbor before, and I've never heard of that either, because it's not one of those things that is really, like, come into question for people using technologies. It's just about, like, the way the governments allow that technology or that data to move. But yeah, it's crazy that we use all of this stuff so much and we know so little about it. And that might just be the poor coverage.
Yeah. I feel like very few people are, like, educated on the topic or are just, like, into the topic, and so there's just not a lot of him, and obviously the information, I feel like it's filtered too. Like, there's not going to be so much to actually learn about it, because obviously they don't want us to know a lot about it.
Not everything, for sure.
The government definitely does not want to.
Like, gosh, doesn't it sound so, like, boring on its own? The words transatlantic, digital, and economy all strung together. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well,
I think privacy shield is, like, a little, like, cooler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, privacy shield, for sure.
I mean, I have a question for people around the table. What do you actually care about your privacy on the internet? Because I was thinking about this. I don't care if the government watches me, because I don't do anything. Like, you know, like, if sometimes I'll WebMD, like, a weird rash that I wouldn't like people knowing about, I guess, but I care,
yeah.
You know?
I feel the same way. I don't, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the problem is a lot of people don't care. Like, they don't really care to research, like, even what any of this is. Like, not, like, it doesn't get a lot of news coverage, but Like, I personally don't care, but that makes me wonder, like, if I'm part of the problem.
Yes!
Like, I don't know, like, I don't do anything suspicious, I don't think, so, but... but yeah, I feel like a lot of people just, anything with technology and laws, they just kind of zone it out and assume it won't affect them, but
yeah.
I mean, these are really big companies like Facebook, everyone's using that,
yeah.
So it's going to affect everybody.
Yeah. I was thinking the weirdest thing is that if I knew that I wasn't, like if I was in a job selection process and I knew that I was not hired because a future potential employer looked at my Facebook, looked at my Instagram, and was like, oh, I don't like that, I don't like that,
mm-hmm.
I would be pretty pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But then if the government looks at private emails, private anything that I've done on my computer, I wouldn't care. And I remember like coming to this realization and being like, wow, my father would have a heart attack. If
that's only kind of funny to me. It's not. It's very sad.
he actually did have a heart attack over the weekend. That's why it's a joke.
No,
he's fine. He's fine. He has a stent now. He's healthy. He's good. But, I remember thinking, like, he would have a heart attack because he's such a, you know, pro-conservative, pro, like, get out of my business type of guy. Like, you know, his favorite saying is that I shouldn't have to use blinkers because it's no one's damn business where I'm going. Like, he's, like, that kind of guy. And, like, I'm just wondering... and I'm just wondering where that generational gap came from. And again, that's more like a U.S. centered question because I don't think, except for Mr. Dual Citizenship over there, I don't think we can really talk about it from the EU perspective.
Well, for me, strictly American speaking, it's like a Fourth Amendment kind of question, you know, like the illegal search and seizure. It's not whether or not I have anything to hide. I don't. Yeah. It's just, you shouldn't be able to take my stuff regardless of what it is without my permission.
So are you a slippery slope type of thinker, or is it just principle now?
It's just principle.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause like, if you can read my emails or my text messages or listen in on my phone calls, then I feel like there isn't much left that you can't do, you know, especially
right.
in this day and age where literally everything we do is over the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And just by scanning my IP address, you can find out what I sent an email, a job application, what I bought, my social security number, because I typed that into the computer. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's also that it's like the passive surveillance versus like active, where like people will tell you, oh yeah, the government has access to your webcams, that's why you should put a little sticky note over it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like one of those, it's not even a rumor, like it's something that does happen, and it's happened to people, and there are literally people sitting at desks right now and just clicking through, but you don't think or care about it individually because you're probably not, yeah, like you're not really doing anything. But what happens when, you know, something accidentally happens to you? You know, what if you get shifted into like the wrong folder for like the wrong little thing? No, but you know what I mean?
No,
like,
yeah,
you say the
yes.
wrong sentence on the internet, you say like, oh man, I don't want to go to class. I'm going to like bring a gun and shoot myself or something like that. Immediately you get moved into this other folder, and then you get actively searched for every little thing you've done. And not that it like really matters if you haven't done anything, but to think that from here on out, you're going to be actively looked at for a certain period of time. It's just like very scary. It's just, it's very like, I don't
want to
care.
Yeah, I mean, you used to read about this stuff in, like, dystopian fiction.
That's what I was about.
Yeah.
I was going to say Big
yeah.
Brother, but I didn't
yeah.
want
like,
to sound like a nerd.
This Orwell would be having a field day.
They had those TVs that
right.
could see exactly what you were doing and whether or not you were doing the exercises.
Or, like, that prison experiment thing we read about in Honors,
yeah.
where, like, it was the cornucopia
the experiment,
kind of
I think.
Thing.
Well,
where
I don't know.
The surveillance, they wouldn't put guards on, like, you know, this central, like, I guess spherical control area, and you would put the cells around it, and then, you know,
so
all of those
always watch the prisoners, but the prisoners would never know if there was someone watching them.
Right, yeah. And the lighting was so that they could never see on the outside, but they knew that they had the potential mm-hmm. to be seen. So,
did it actually work? Like, what were the results?
It wasn't anything that was ever actually put into place, but it was just like a thought.
A
thought about, like, how would that affect people's behaviors, or how would that affect how they turn out or feel post-prison or post-whatever, so.
Well, now my question is, what's privacy then? Like, what really is privacy? What's the definition? Because for me, there's...
What matters?
What?
It's important, and I mean, like, I think people think of it more in terms of, like, the advertisements and, like, the, this ad is saying that I should go back to American Eagle and look at those dresses I was just looking at. Get out of my stuff. But, I mean, larger than that, and all of these companies who are regulated differently than the government, having access to certain data, and being able to use it and sell it, and selling it, that annoys me too.
Can't sell those without giving me something.
Like, I have to pay for data, and then someone takes it and is like, "Oh, look at all the stuff she did with it. I'm gonna take this bundle and give it to somebody, and they're gonna try to sell her something." It's literally a constant cycle of just sucking money out of me, essentially taking my soul with it, because all I am is the stuff I own. Oh, that was sad.
That's dark.
Oh gosh.
That's dark.
Can we just end it? Oh boy. Okay, it's 8:45.
Oh, I want to study.
European horizons, come discover your existential sadness.
Oh, man. That's what we're selling to people.
It's a club of self-discovery. I like it. You might not like what you find, but go find it.
Oh, wow. 17 minutes, guys.
I actually...